Welcome to AM Best Audio.
A recently published report finds that merger and acquisition activity increased nearly 30% year over year for the third quarter of this year. It's a figure that has certainly caught the attention of those working in the transactional liability insurance market. I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio, and I'm speaking today to Michael Wakefield, Executive Vice President and Transactional Insurance Practice Leader for CAC Specialty. Michael, so glad you could join us today.
Thank you for having me, John.
So, Michael, what are some of the most significant M&A trends currently shaping the transactional liability market?
Well, I'll start by framing transactional liability insurance for you. We think of that in three buckets. Reps and warranties insurance, which is likely what most people think of when they hear transactional liability insurance, tax insurance, and contingent risk insurance. The biggest impact, the one of those that is most impacted by an increase in M&A volume is reps and warranties insurance, because it is a type of insurance that, especially mid-market M&A, but you could dip down into the smaller market and also talk about some very large market deals that use reps and warranties insurance, uses in many deals. And so the reps and warranties market will ebb and flow with larger M&A volume. And so from the perspective of the transactional liability market, we stakeholders in the market are ready to go and prepared to handle a larger volume of deals than we've probably seen in the last few years.
So what should stakeholders be keeping a close eye on here?
You know, the first thing that comes to mind for most stakeholders is pricing. The underwriters, the insurance companies who are taking the risk and accepting premiums in order to be ready to pay claims that come up, obviously like higher premiums. And in this market, unlike some areas of insurance where you have a pretty set number of insurance buyers with policies that renew on an annual basis, here it's different because you have insurance policy buying that's driven by how many M&A deals get done. So you can have wide variations year to year in the number of policies bound. And in this market, unlike some others, pricing ebbs and flows with the volume of M&A. And so it's a supply-demand situation where when the demand is high for the product, the supply, you know, increases some as underwriters hire additional individuals to staff deals. But overall, the demand can vary much more widely than supply, and that can impact pricing. So pricing is the first thing that people look to. Coverage terms also can vary, probably less widely, but some, as the market becomes harder. And by harder, I mean more insurer favorable and harder to get insurance because the supply side is more static than the demand side. So the trends to watch out for are being able to get your M&A deal closed with rep and warranty insurance. What does that insurance cost? And really, are you building a long-term relationship with the insurance markets or your preferred insurance markets to facilitate your own transactions and success of your transactions?
So beyond pricing and terms, are there any things that stakeholders should be prepared for in the coming months?
I think that all stakeholders should keep a close view of diligence and of the diligence that their outside advisors and their internal specialists are doing on any acquisition target. The reps and warranties market is built on the idea that the buyer in a transaction is going to conduct commercially reasonable diligence is kind of the phrase we use to confirm the accuracy of the reps in the purchase agreement. And having an insurer standing behind any losses arising from breaches of those reps can, you know, result, it impacts the process because you have a third party involved. That underwriter is always going to ask questions about diligence. So number one, you want your diligence process to be thorough and complete, and that will really drive a clean rep and warranty underwriting process and lead to broad coverage. Another big trend, which is a different topic that could have its own entire podcast, is I mentioned earlier the tax and contingent risk insurance markets that are part of the transactional liability market but sit beside the reps and warranties market. Tax and contingent risk in the M&A context cover known risks, where rep and warranty insurance, to reiterate that same point, rep and warranty insurance will cover unknown risk. You do your diligence, you don't uncover any issues, and you're covered for the possibility of something you miss becomes an issue. If you do uncover a known issue, for example, a piece of litigation against the company you're buying, or a known tax audit, known tax matters under audit, or something like that, the possibilities are endless, but those are two examples. It is a relatively new development in the transactional liability markets that you can get an insurance policy to cover against losses arising from those known issues. And so having those tools in your toolkit as you go through a diligence process can get a deal closed where the deal might otherwise die. And that's kind of our favorite thing as a broker, is we can introduce an insurance product and build a solution where to get a deal done that wouldn't otherwise get done.
Michael, what challenges do you think stakeholders face when navigating transactional liability insurance, especially in light of evolving M&A strategies, things like the rise in distressed deals or tech-driven acquisitions, to name a couple of
them? I'll take your two examples. On distressed deals, the rep and warranty insurance market has for years seen distressed deals as an untapped opportunity. So your question is really, what challenges do the parties face? And one challenge is, can we create an indemnity, create essentially a buyer benefit of post-closing indemnity in a deal where in many bankruptcy situations and distress situations, you might not have an indemnity. So the buyer buys a company, and if there were no distress, no bankruptcy, the seller would offer the buyer post-closing indemnity that would cover the buyer if there were breaches of reps. We don't want you to go through the whole 101, but that's the basic idea. The basic idea of rep and warranty insurance is it steps into the shoes of that seller to provide, through an insurance company, the same indemnity. In a distress deal, the seller's not around to provide that indemnity. And so there's a whole industry in the distressed world built up around this concept of the buyers kind of buying the target, as is, where is. But what if you could add post-closing recourse for breaches of reps and warranties? Well, the reps and warranties markets, insurance markets, can offer that. We haven't seen huge uptake in that from parties in distress deals, but the market's there. So, one challenge is navigating that element of the distress deal world in a way that you can take advantage of tools like that. Tech-driven deals, I'd tie back to really the diligence question and the diligence point we talked about earlier. If you have tech-driven M&A and your diligence is being more and more tilted towards using AI and using technology and capabilities like that, can you educate an underwriter of a rep and warranty policy on why your process is one that is reliable and is commercially reasonable in the diligence phase? And I think that can be done, but I think it takes a little bit of thought up front.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
Are global geopolitical and economic shifts affecting M&A activity, and what implications does this have for transactional liability insurance policies, if so?
I think the answer is always yes. The answer also is it's really hard to predict what's what, right? If I had a crystal ball, life would be different, right? To put it mildly. We do see different antitrust enforcement efforts and dispositions of the federal government impact M&A. Here and there, we've seen products come around that would essentially insure against the possibility that a deal is scuttled by antitrust regulators in different jurisdictions. Those placements haven't ever really taken off as a big group, but the products are out there and the insurance market creativity is out there. And that's an example. You could take that a lot of directions, but I would say generally the insurance markets in the M&A space are creative and nimble and ready to react to whatever happens.
Are TL insurance products evolving to address the new emerging risks in M&A trends?
Oh, for sure. Going back to the contingent and tax examples, it's a longer story on each of those, but how those markets have evolved to support deal parties has been a really neat story of transactional insurance. Rep and warranty insurance is relatively new, but if you exist in this little transactional liability insurance world, it's old compared to tax and contingent risk. And I think what the next thing is that will evolve to support deal parties, I don't know, but I think it'll come. I think we've seen tax and contingent risk as really good examples of evolutions of the market. And so, short answer is yes. Long answer is we could talk about any of those evolutions for a long time, and we could probably bat around some ideas about what might be next. But I would say the message is more bring the brokers, bring the insurance markets, and bring your lawyers, who are widely knowledgeable about these topics. Bring them the issues, and let's see if insurance can provide a solution. And often it can, even where you might not have thought about it at the beginning.
It seems like, and correct me if I'm wrong here, Michael, but it seems like I'm wrong it seems like private equity is driving a significant portion of M&A activity. If that's the case, what unique considerations should stakeholders in the TL market prioritize?
Private equity has been the big driver behind the uptick of rep and warranty insurance and really the use of it in a wide range of deals. That said, it's worth noting, we do a lot of deals with strategic buyers. Corporates are starting to see rep and warranty insurance as a tool that protects them on the buyer side, and they have a lot of uses for that beyond just being required to use it by the private equity seller, which is kind of the classic example. Something that comes up as an answer to your question is, think about rep and warranty insurance as a way to avoid a private equity firm that's investing in a company or buying a company and partnering with the management team going forward, avoiding that private. So I'll say this sentence in a way that makes more sense. Reps and warranties insurance can help that private equity firm avoid a potential post-closing dispute with that management team that's its partner going forward. Because a lot in many or most or all cases, that management team is who's making the reps to the private equity firm. And if there's a breach of a rep and there's no rep and warranty insurance, the private equity firm would have to pursue a claim against its go-forward partners in management. Rep and warranty insurance can help by taking the liability off of those go-forward partners and on to an insurance company where we can go through a claims process and fairly and efficiently resolve a claim without all the emotional baggage and potential disruption of the relationship that might come if the private equity firm had to go after the management. So that's a more private equity centric dynamic that's something worth thinking about.
Okay, Michael, the big question, what trends or developments should stakeholders anticipate in the M&A and transactional liability space over the next 2 or 3 years? And how can they position themselves to capitalize on emerging opportunities?
I don't want to be oversimplistic, but I really think the answer is M&A volume is going to drive increased pricing. We've had 2 years or so of relatively low pricing and probably pricing below a sustainable rate for the market. I know that's what the insurance markets say, and I trust their actuarial analyses better than my own. But if you look at the industry with a wider lens, I think it's fair to see it as over a long period of time, we'll reach a sustainable rate. But from where we are right now, pricing for transactional liability insurance will increase. The buyers, the insureds in the space position themselves well. They, number one, build long-term relationships with insurer partners. We view this insurance as a product that has to pay claims to work. As a broker in the space, we don't ever want to place a policy that doesn't work how it should. And we're very committed to having claims resolved fairly and efficiently. And so as prices climb, we're going to see claims just because there are claims in this market, and that's the point of the product. We want to make sure those claims get paid. We want to make sure our clients and we facilitate relationships with insurers that when a claim comes in, result in trust on each side and efficient payments, and then buying the next policy and moving forward and moving towards a long-term profitable relationship for everyone. So it's a classic maturing market where you have those kinds of dynamics driving things. And it hasn't always been a mature market, right? If we were talking about casualty insurance, we could look back over a much longer time horizon than we have here. And we're kind of reaching a spot here where you got to start thinking about those same long-term dynamics. Let's look at the cost of the insurance, look at how the claims are paid, build those relationships, negotiate the best terms, and continue to evolve towards a market that supports everyone in the long run.
Good conversation. Michael, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Yeah, thank you for your time. I appreciate the opportunity.
That was Michael Wakefield, Executive Vice President and Transactional Insurance Practice Leader for CAC Specialty. And I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.